Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on the discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell.
Hey, Arnie.
Yes, sir.
One thing I thought that I would mention, I know that the discussion that we had at the beginning of the show about the green tea was a little bit long and sometimes a little bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the listeners are going to be able to listen to a streaming audio replay of that during the week or not. I know the station is still in the process of getting everything up and running again. But just in case they can't, well, number one, they should be aware of the fact that normally they can do that during the week that follows our broadcast. But once everything is up and running, they will be able to listen to the show over again as many times as they like by logging on to the radio station website. But what I'm going to try to do this evening, for those of you who may want to read about what we said earlier, I will try to post that onto our website in the reference library section as a written excerpt. Okay, so if I can, I will do my best. Check maybe tomorrow on Wilner.com in the reference library if you want to read what we discussed earlier in the show about green tea.
Okay, thanks, Don. And as promised, we will get right to the phones. Thank you, folks, for staying there over the break. And let's say hello to Ruth Ann from Larchmont, New York.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And your dissertation at the beginning was very informative.
Thank you.
About the green tea. I have a problem. Next week, I have to go for an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
There's an echo.
Yeah, there's an echo.
Okay. It's not my phone.
The studio used to be located uptown at Broadway and 40th Street, and now our studio is located down in Lower Manhattan at 111 Broadway. And it's just getting the new bugs out of the system. That's why there's an echo.
Okay. I have to go for an MRI next week,
mm-hmm.
and a few of the questions they asked me before was, do I have any metal in my head? And I said, no, I mean, they must have referred to plates or stents something in the ear. And I said, no, but I do have amalgams in my mouth. I have bridges in my mouth. They said, that's okay. Could you tell me how I could prepare for this? I'm a little nervous.
Are you claustrophobic?
No, I'm not. Are there any supplements?
There's nothing really nutritional that you need to worry about.
The thing about MRIs is it's a fairly closed space, and people who are claustrophobic can get very anxious. And what they do there, they're either given glasses that have prisms in them that allow them to look at their toes outside, or they take some Valium before and have somebody else drive them. But you don't need any special preparation in terms of the physical nutrition.
No, there's nothing in particular.
Well,
there's nothing
really dangerous about it.
Just lay there and relax. There's really nothing to do. They do all the work. You just lay there.
What they did tell me was that they give you special earplugs because it's terribly noisy and it's going to be for 45 minutes.
Magnet makes a noise when they...
Yeah.
You're worrying more than you really need to, in my opinion, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they can give you your phones on you because they will... Again, I'm assuming... What kind
it's
of MRI?
It's going to be on the head. It's going to be from the neck up. I'm pretty sure the shoulders up. It's the brain imaging.
Well, I've never had my head MRI, but I've had... the main part of my body done. I got a whole body scan, and really, when the magnet rotates around, it makes a little bit of noise. They give you earphones for those kinds of MRIs because they want to tell you when to breathe, when to hold your breath, and so forth. But really, I don't really think you have to worry too much.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations, Mr. Goldberg, on your son.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Ruthann. And let's say hello to Dee from Manhattan.
Thank you for such great programs. They're both informative and very educational. Lately, I've noticed on the contents of sugar-free products something listed as sugar alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain exactly what this is, and could these sugar-free products be taken by borderline diabetics?
Okay, when they say sugar alcohol, I believe what they're referring to is something called maltitol.
Well, sorbitol, xylitol, maltitol, any one of those, xylitol.
Yeah, it could be.
I think so.
Yeah, any of those. They're not sugars in the sense of the true sense of the, well, they are sugars in the true sense of the word, but not in, perhaps they're metabolized a little differently than the sugars are metabolized.
Yeah, and I think historically they have been used in products for diabetics because of that. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, too much of that, this all, a lot of people became aware of this as sort of some of the fallout from the low-carb diet business where they tried to make products seem lower carb than they really were. There's a gray area of what do you call glycerin and what do you call this and what do you call that. Too much, you do have to be careful, too much sorbitol and things of that sort, and I'm talking about like if you were drinking sweetened liquids that were sweetened with sorbitol, too much of that type of thing can give you some diarrhea or gastrointestinal thing, but the amount in the occasional piece of candy or something like that is not a problem.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dee. And this is the Wilner Window here on WOR, and our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And next is Evelyn from Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Yes, I have a question. I'm on Lipitor, and I've been told recently that if you're on Lipitor, you should not be on vitamin E. Is that true?
No.
Yeah, not really. There was once upon a time a study in which people were on a statin together with niacin, and when they added vitamin E, they got less effect and benefit. One small study about 8 years ago. There's no reason not to take the vitamin E. I would prefer people take a mixed tocopherol, though, to get the alpha, gamma, and delta vitamin E rather than just the alpha vitamin E, which is what they put in most of the vitamins.
Okay. I have one other question about the calcium with the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about overdosing on the vitamin D. I have to take 2 calcium pills each day, 600 milligrams. So I've been taking one with the D and the other one at night without the D because there's 400 units of vitamin D in the calcium that I'm taking, and I don't want to overdose on the vitamin D by taking the both calcium pills with the vitamin D. Am I doing the right thing, or?
Well, I think you're being overcautious. You're not going to find any problem with vitamin D at the levels you're taking it, which is probably somewhere around perhaps 800 to 1,000 units.
Uh-huh.
That's an excellent dose to take because of the fact that, we're sort of pretty far up north.
We're
from the equator. We don't get as much sun as we used to.
Well, Arnie, last week you brought to our attention the fact that there was a study that was just published that confirms what has become the trend with vitamin D, and that is that Whereas many years ago, it was sort of fashionable to say, oh, be careful, don't take too much vitamin D. The pendulum has swung 180 degrees the opposite direction. And the study that Arnie told us about last week, they pointed out that women, especially, you know, the older women who are at that stage in life where they really have to be aggressively combating osteoporosis, that 400 IUs of vitamin D wasn't enough.
Right.
And they're recommending now, as a general rule, especially as you get older, that you need of the 600, 800 IUs of vitamin D. So there seems less and less reason to be concerned about too much vitamin D. Instead, the concern is that you may not be getting enough vitamin D. You, by the way, if the only place that you're getting vitamin D is in your calcium supplement, I would be a little bit concerned. Hopefully you're also taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral supplement.
Yes, I am.
Okay,
because
it's probably,
right,
okay, good. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, you know, like Arnie said, you, unless you spend a lot of time outside in the sun, which is not likely up here, especially at this time of the year, you can easily be taking 800 to 1,200 units of vitamin D per day. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, thanks for that call, Evelyn. And it's time for another break. You folks are listening to The Wilner Window on WOR. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gutomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back shortly.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives to women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of 3 generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilma Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back once again. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, you know, there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone who can combine the best of both worlds and soothe you and treat you and cure you and whatnot. So guess what? The guy we think can do that is none other than our own Dr. Richard Podell. And he's going to let you know how to get a hold of him when he's
here. Thank you, Arnie. Well, we do whatnots, and we do whatever else is, and we try to do what it takes to support the body's natural healing systems. Okay. How we're different from what we'll call mainstream doctors, and of course I'm still a mainstream doctor, but what we try and add is we look at what else is going on in terms of sleep, nutrition, stress, liver detoxification, digestion, all the body's natural healing systems that are usually working less well than they can be. And when you have a difficult health problem, it often makes sense to try and pay attention to these body support systems and get them into optimal condition. And that's what we call integrative medicine. The kinds of things we most often see are the difficult cases, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. We have an autism program. We do irritable bowel and chronic headaches and depression and stress-related disorders. All these seem to respond well to an integrative medicine approach. So those who are interested can come see us either in Springfield, New Jersey, or in Somerset, New Jersey. And our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or look us up on the web at Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, now getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Kathy from Panama City, Florida.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Gosh, we missed you over the internet. You need to get back soon. I have a question. I just had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy because I was having stomach pain. I think that leaves us gastritis and diverticulitis.
You know what, Kathy? Yeah, it's breaking up pretty bad. Did you have a specific question, and we can answer.
He gave me it next to him, and I'm not sure if I've taken three so far. I'm not sure if there's something else I should be taking instead of that, or is that okay to take?
Well, it's certainly okay to take. As you're cutting in and out, it sounded like you had a lot of different things wrong with you. Nexium will cut down on your stomach acid. To the degree that that's relevant, if you have a hyperacidity syndrome, then it will be useful. But when you said things like diverticulitis, I think, that's not useful. Now, what I was in anticipating your question, I was trying to say, are there, you know, very often when people have too much acid, there are other reasons. In a holistic model, you'd look at those other reasons. So if you're taking too much caffeine, alcohol, garlic, or spices, for instance, that will stimulate acid. If you're not sleeping well, it'll tend to stimulate acid. If you're under stress, if you're not exercising properly, so that the underlying what's going on, there may be a lot of holistic things to do. I can't tell from what you're telling us so far. But Nexium in itself is fine for short term. Longer term, it tends to inhibit the absorption of vitamin B12 and reduce the digestion of food and so on. But in the relatively short run, it's no problem.
Okay, Kathy, thanks for that call. And let's say hello to Brian from Manhattan.
Hi, thank you. I take a very good multivitamin that has antioxidants in it, but I wanted to take some blue-green algae pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I take the blue-green algae pills with the multivitamin, if I would have some too much crossover effect.
I don't think so. Blue-green algae is... you know, it's a nice supplement to take. You know, it's rich in chlorophyll. It, you know, it's good, has some, you know, some levels of elementary amino acids and green, you know, phytochemicals and phytonutrients and things like that. So it's a good thing to take, and it wouldn't be a problem if you wanted to take it along with your multi. You just need to understand that it doesn't take the place of a multi. You know, it's sort of like an adjunct to it. Rather, it's not a replacement in any way, shape, or form.
Is it worth it to take that supplement, or is there anything else you could suggest other than that?
You're taking it because do you eat a lot of vegetables?
I eat a lot of green vegetables. Yeah.
This might be a bit of a, you know, an overkill for your nutritional dollar. You may want to spend the money on, you know, some other things.
Invest in something else.
You know, some other nutritional things, sure.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Brian, thanks for that call. Okay, who's next? Mark from Little Falls, New Jersey.
Okay.
Hi, Mark.
I'm a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm a 55-year-old male, had aortic valve replacement 3 years ago, and I take 3 milligrams of Coumadin a day to keep my PT around 2 to 2.5. My question is, are you aware of now working, and I would work with a cardiologist, especially someone maybe trained homeopathically as well, to wean from Coumadin? Any supplements that you know that can work that can reduce the amount of Coumadin you're taking? In particular, I heard of this drug, natto, from Japan. It's a fermented soy that's an anti-fibrin effect.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. We're coming up to the to a traffic break now. Stay on the phone, and we'll answer your question as soon as we get back. This is Arnie Gasomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, and we'll be back in just a moment. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Hell from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and vitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet. It's the diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. It's available along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemist, and, of course, their discount price. And now let
you can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine, all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at the Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We are pleased to let you know that Wilner Chemists now carries Sierracil. Sierracil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the High Sierra Mountains, containing numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What type of unique properties? Well, Sierracil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierracil joint formula, which contains the natural Sierra mineral complex alone, or Sierracil joint plus, which also contains cat's claw, a new effective way to support joint function. After the recent news about Vioxx and other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierracil is all the more important. Be sure to tune in to the Wilner Window on June 12th when we will interview Carol Simontacci, author of the book Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals,
as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. The entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Teas, all on sale at 30% off list price. And we also have the 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can, of course, request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
And there's one more way to get a copy. Of course, you can pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown, which is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, and just another word, those of you who are fans of The Heart Show, which follows the Wilner Window, be aware that Dr. Fred Benigni is in the studio with his bodyguard, Lori. And another thing about Dr. Benigni, he just wrote a new book. It's called The Side Effects Bible. I'm looking at it right now by Dr. Fred Benigni and Barry Fox. And it's an all-natural way to fight the nutrient depletion caused by more than 300 popular drugs. And we will be selling this at Wilner Chemists. Okay, now let's get back to the phones. We were talking to Mark from Little Falls, New Jersey.
That's correct.
Hey, okay. You were asking about a natural sort of alternative to warfarin or Coumadin, correct?
Right, because, you know, it obviously it is rat poison, and it has such a narrow therapeutic range. I mean, it's a pain in the neck for physicians and patients. You take too much,
yeah,
you,
yeah. Okay, well, Dr. Podell's had time to think about this for the last number of
years. Well,
yeah.
Okay, the point is that they've done studies that show that when you have aortic stenosis, there's an increased tendency to create blood clots, and that Coumadin prevents it. Well, we have many other things that thin the blood and in principle prevent blood clots. None of them, as far as I know, have been tested for this particular situation when you have an artificial heart valve to say, does it work as well, does it work better, does it not work at all? So that while we talk about things like the natokinase, which does have an anti-clotting effect, or bromelain and other things, we don't have a clue as to how good they are compared to the Coumadin. Therefore, if you do something else, you're taking a real risk because you're basically leaping into the unknown. Now, you're also taking a risk being on Coumadin because it's a tricky drug to handle and people can bleed. On the other hand, when controlled tightly with frequent measurements of the prothrombin time, that risk is relatively small. And I wish there was some way around that obstacle, but unless somebody sets up a study, I mean, you could even put the valves into rats and see if they clot as much, and you could test it that way as a beginning, but that hasn't been done either.
Okay, so, well,
There's a drug that they approved for anti-SPID patients, which is not a Coumadin. It's a new generation blood thinner, but
You're talking about Plavix?
Yeah.
What about Plavix, Dr. Plavix?
The answer is, I don't know. You'd have to ask the cardiologist. No doubt they will have looked at Plavix for things of that sort, and Plavix is a very good antiplatelet drug. It just works in a very different way from Coumadin does, and so unless there has been some actual studies, the point is, you don't know. It may work great. It may not work at all. It may work halfway.
One quick other question. You say if you're willing to take the plunge, working with the cardiologist.
I didn't say plunge. I said risk.
Risk, okay. They do have home testing TT kits now that the FDA has approved. They're expensive, but if you're willing to sort of take the plunge, would you recommend something like that, having a home testing kit?
No, see, that won't do you any good because Coumadin works through the prothrombin time mechanism, and that's how you can measure if you're, you know, getting your dose right. And in other words, that's a good thing for testing Coumadin. It will not do you anything with Plavix because Plavix doesn't work through that mechanism. It works through a totally different mechanism, and those tests won't tell you whether the Plavix is thinning your platelets or not.
All right.
See, it's a different test for a different product.
Okay. discussion.
See, it's a very interesting question that you pose, and of course, it's something that we get asked about frequently, and something that I comment on frequently, because even though, as Dr. Bodell points out, and rightly so, we don't have evidence, clinical studies that show just what the effect of these various nutrients are, on the one hand. On the other hand, that doesn't stop the critics from cautioning you at every chance that they get that, you know, oh my goodness, don't take vitamin E, you're going to end up bleeding to death. Don't take fish oil, you're going to end up bleeding to death. Don't take this, don't take that. You know, on the one hand, they're so convinced that these things are such powerful antiplatelet and anticoagulants that they scare the bejeebies out of a lot of people. But on the other hand, they don't seem to have enough of faith that they can really do enough therapeutically to agree with you that maybe it might be worth trying. So it's an interesting situation. I would my non-medical, non-official suggestion is that I think you are, however, on the right track. I would go to back to my cardiologist and say, hey, look, I would like to see if we can achieve whatever is necessary by utilizing a combination of natural things such as this, that, and the other. Is there any way that you would be willing to work with me, or any way that you would feel comfortable working with me while we experiment with this? And that's really about the only way I think
now, I could approach it. New Jersey area? I would do that.
Do I know anybody?
Yeah. Or Manhattan or
Well, I don't know. You have the doctor, Fred Benigni, waiting.
Yeah, Fred Benigni's
he's on next.
He's on right after us. You can you can call him and see what he thinks.
All right,
Mark, thanks so much for the call. And next is Susan from Greenwich, Connecticut. Hi, Susan.
2-year-old son who is...
How old is your son? I'm sorry.
22.
Okay.
Also just graduated from college. And he's spending the summer in a village in Paraguay. And, of course, he'll be limited as to what fruits and vegetables he can eat and also be subjected to an onslaught of new kind of beastie viruses and bacteria. So, first, I'm wondering if there is a multivitamin mineral pill that he should take. And are there any other immune-boosting kinds of things that he could take?
Oh, yeah, we could probably make a program on this subject. We advertise the multivitamins of this sort all the time. There's one, we just did a commercial mention toward the end of the last hour. My favorite multi from Nacrol. It's a complete product. You take about either 4 tablets or 6 capsules a day, and that gives you all the basics in the multivitamin and mineral end that you need. We also put one out. It's called Willvite. Same type of thing. Natural Factors puts one out. Twin Lab puts one out. So there's no shortage of that type of product. But I think what you're getting at is some of the other things that your son might need. You seem to be concerned about the fruits and vegetables there as well, that he may not be eating them because of, they may be contaminated or something like that. So you may want to also make sure he takes a good herbal-type blend of antioxidants that normally he would get from the fruits, something like... There's one called Resveratrol Synergy from Jarrow. And I think, Don, there was another one that we were looking at when we were coming up with that substitute for lipoxidant.
Well, what I would say, in some ways, that particular part of this question ties into the gentleman that called earlier about the blue-green algae.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost be inclined to suggest you know, not to minimize the importance of a nice blend of these various sources of the phytonutrients, but rather than a one-dimensional product, if I can, you know, perhaps use that term when you talk about the, you know, either a spirulina or a blue-green algae or a barley extract, I prefer something that's more of a blend of things, like the enriching greens, I believe, from natural factors.
Right.
Solgar has that.
Greens and more?
Greens and more, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of companies have products where they take and they mix a lot of different kinds of phytonutrients together, and I think, you know, if you're going to go for something like that, those are the kinds of products I would rather utilize. Not that there's anything wrong with spirulina or blue green algae or, you know, whatever, but they're not as multidimensional. This way, you're getting the indoles from the broccolis and the cabbage and the polyphenols from the fruits and the berries, and, you know, and you're getting a much more, I think, multi-potent product.
No, those mixed green powders are excellent, and if he could find a way to take them down with him, that would be a good way to do it.
The other approach might, you know, we also ran an ad for the American Health product of More Than a Multi,
right?
Which has a lot of those types of things in it as well. He may, you know, he could use that and maybe some extra calcium magnesium. I don't remember how much calcium magnesium is in More Than a Multi, but that would be a different approach, one of those types of products, and I think Nature's Way has a product like that. Country Life has a product that has a lot of the whole food concentrates in it. Well, even Solgar, the Omnium and the Earth Source products, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, you know, obviously you can't have everything in one product. When you start making room for these various phytonutrients, which is great, sometimes you don't have enough room for the calcium. So you have to look at the entire picture and make sure that you're covering all your bases that way.
And the other thing you want to make sure your son has is adequate probiotics.
Those good point, Arnie. Very good point.
Those are the beneficial bacteria that that help to maintain the immunity of the gut and all sorts of other good things and proper elimination and digestion and things like that. So they do have ones which are available which don't need refrigeration. Things like the Gyrodophilus EPS, for example, it doesn't need refrigeration. That's one good choice. There's a few others available as well. So that's
another thing, you know, to keep, perhaps if he feels that he's coming down with something, either if one of those immune blends, you know, Wellmax from Country Life or the Source Naturals, I forgot the name of it, Arnie,
Wellness Formula.
Wellness Formula and things of that sort. Not that he would need to maybe take that on an ongoing basis, but it would be something to kind of keep.
When's he going down to Paraguay, Susan?
Hello?
Yeah, when is he going down to Paraguay?
June 1.
Okay, why don't you have him come into the store?
Great.
Okay, and we'll fix him up, because it's better if he takes it with him than relies on you to send it to him afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. Great.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call. All righty, it's time for a short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window on WOR, our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell. We'll all be back in just a moment.
Congratulations. You survived disco nights and 12-hour days. Not to mention fast food and life in a fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gachomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lyse white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL dropper bottles, now available at Wellner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wellner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gachomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And let's get back to the phones and say hello to Ken from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question which I think should be directed to Dr. Podell, but anybody wants to answer it, I'd appreciate it. It has to do with, we have a 37-year-old multi-handicapped son. He attends a clinic. They did yearly blood work. This time they also did thyroid function. And as part of that, one of the test results is out of line. And what the intelligent thing is, go back to the doctor that did it. But in these clinics, to reach the doctor and to get a response is near impossible. So if Dr. Podell or whoever else could join and just give me a little help on this, I appreciate it. And the part I'm interested in, what the part that's out of line, is the T4 total. And they give the reference range is 5.3 to 10.5. And this came out high, 11.3. And I'd like to know if that's something you're very concerned about. This one really goes ahead.
Well, you can't really interpret it without having the T3 and the TSH. And if those two are normal, then probably this is of little consequence. But I can't say that for sure without actually looking at the number. But very often, one of the various thyroid levels will be off and the others are still okay. The problem of really how do you talk with the doctors, presumably he has Medicaid or something, does he? Yeah. So in other words, you're not bound to just this one clinic. Do you not have a family doctor? What if he gets sick in the middle of the night? Where'd he go?
Well, we have a family doctor, but again, as far as dealing with handicapped, a lot of these doctors aren't that comfortable or that, you know, have that experience in dealing with people.
Okay. Well, see, the handicap shouldn't have anything to do with this. He has to interpret the test. And in light of any symptoms he has. I mean, if he's constipated and he feels cold all the time and so on, you know, that sounds more like a low thyroid. If he's hyper, losing weight, it sounds more like a high thyroid. But then you need to actually look at the test. And so what I suggest you do is get a copy of the test from the clinic.
Right.
And they'll give it to you. They have to give it to you. And then take it in, and you should be seeing that your own family doctor anyway on a periodic basis. So So he'll have some identification with you so that at some time that you really need him, he knows who you are. And probably this thyroid test is okay. It's certainly not way, way off.
Right.
But you really need to confirm that with somebody who's actually looking at the numbers.
I have the other two results also.
Yeah. Well, that's why you should sit down with your family doctor and look at them. If you have the other two results, are they normal?
Free T4 is within range, and the TSH is within range.
And just a total T4 is not?
That's the one that's high.
Yeah.
Three.
It's probably not significant, but I would probably do some other testing in addition to be sure. I wouldn't worry about it, but you do owe it to yourself to
right.
keep your relationship with the family doctor, and your
right.
family doctor's qualified to answer that kind of question. Handicap has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call. And let's say hello to Marilyn from Edison, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm trying to find out. I've heard a lot about folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that very good to take for high blood pressure and just forget about your medications?
Absolutely not. No.
Now, whoever said that?
Well, I heard it from many people.
Well, always consider the source.
No, I mean, folic acid is good for all sorts of stuff, but one, it isn't particularly useful for high blood pressure unless you maybe you're folate deficient. But two, no one would ever say, and throw your medicines away.
No.
Well, I don't mean throw them away, but they said, try the folic acid, you'll get the same results as you would from taking your medication.
Not at all.
No. Folic acid's good for certain anemias, it's good for homocysteine, it's good for a lot of things, but high blood pressure isn't one of them.
Yeah, whatever has been giving you that kind of information, you should be very careful with.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Marilyn. Thanks for the call. And next we have Teresa from Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. And you've helped me before. Your show is great. The people in your store are great. And the products and the books you sell are great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. I have a weird problem. Irritable bowel, loose bowels, and lately, some kind of, maybe it's a viral syndrome, the doctors, they're not sure. I'm feeling weak. My bowels are loose as opposed to being usually constipated. And I'm aching all over. I go for a CAT scan for my yearly checkup or on the pancreatic cyst. I have, they check it. Plus, we're going to take a look at the bowels, the abdomen. I had to drink barium along with the oral IV contrast. After I drank the barium, I felt much better. I was almost going to cancel the test. I felt so crummy that day. And after I drank the barium, about a half hour, I felt better. Plus, for 3 days, the bowels normalized. There wasn't just looseness. I don't mean diarrhea. I mean frequency. I mean looseness. So I'm wondering, is there a clue there with the drinking of the barium? And is this, can I duplicate with a medicine or a natural thing?
Well, you know, it's questions like this that we sort of toss over to Dr. Podell. See, that's why we,
The answer is I don't know the answer because barium isn't something that I'm usually dealing with in my practice. I'm sure the radiologists would have some, you know, background knowledge about barium. You know, for instance, does it have acid for stopping properties? Does it increase the bowel movement? Does it slow the bowel movement? It's just not something that I really have ever thought about before. I suggest what you do. The ideal way would be to talk to the radiologist who did the study and tell him what happened and say, have you ever heard about this before with barium? And what else do you know about barium? The other group of people who would know a lot about this would be the gastroenterologists, and they deal with barium. Most of them do x-rays in their office. And, of course, they also deal with GI complaints. So there probably is a clue. I just don't happen to have the background to tell you more than that, though.
Before you did the barium enema, Teresa, did you need to sort of purge your colon?
No.
You didn't have to do a special prep?
No. I fasted a little bit, a couple of hours myself. But no purge.
Oh, okay.
All right, so years ago, my mother's doctor, an old GI doctor, said that years before, the GI doctors did use barium. Because she had said at one time, too, that she felt better after taking the barium. So maybe it really goes back a long time. Okay, I'll do what he said.
Right. Radiologist and gastroenterologist.
Okay, thanks for the call, Teresa. And Jim from Manhattan, how are you today?
Okay. I actually had a question. I just went through a bout of atrial fibrillation, and as a result, I'm now on Coumadin to control it and some blood pressure medicine. I do take a lot of supplements, and I was wondering are there any that I should avoid while I'm taking the Coumadin, particularly like fish oil or CoQ10 or something like that?
What we've always said is whatever you were titrated to when you started taking the Coumadin, for example, were you taking the fish oil and the CoQ10 and everything when you started?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're already titrated to those.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is used to that and the Coumadin. If you want to start adding different things, then you have to be a little cautious.
Yeah. It's actually a little bit more than that, though, because as the other caller, some of these things work by different mechanisms, so they won't be affecting the proton. But, for instance, fish oil thins the blood. Now, if you're taking 1 gram a day or something like that, it's not that much of an effect. If you're taking 6 or 8 grams a day, it does thin the blood by blocking the action of platelets. And then it's a question for you and your doctor to decide whether that's a good thing or bad. You want the blood thin, you don't want it too thin. So where are you exactly? And that's something that has to be titrated with your doctor, independent of whatever the prothrombin time says.
Yeah, the other thing is you don't want to, as Bonnie was saying, you don't want to make a drastic change. If you were taking a lot of these things, don't suddenly stop. If you weren't taking some of these things, like the fish oil, vitamin E, and so forth, don't change it to suddenly start taking a whole bunch. It's the big changes that can cause problems as well.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for that call. All right. Well, you hear that nice, mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Well, here comes the music crescendo. Okay, we have a couple of guests that are going to be on the show a few weeks from now on June 2nd, I believe. If that's this Sunday, it's Lorna Vanderhage. She'll be on the show. I think we're going to be talking about Selegrin. And the week after that, of course, we're going to have Carol Simontachi. We're going to be talking about alternatives to Vioxx and Selegrin. See you next Sunday, folks.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gutomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.